This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the OSAT plant of Cairns Semiconductor in Sanand, Gujarat today. While inaugurating this plant during the one-day visit to Gujarat, he said that the production to be done by this plant is an important achievement in the field of semiconductors. He said that the chips to be manufactured in this plant in Sanand will reach America. He added that India is emerging as a leading partner in the field of semiconductors.
भारत का सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम किस स्पीड से, किस गति से, किस स्पीड के साथ डेवलप हो रहा है, मैं केन्स टेक्नोलॉजी की पूरी लीडरशिप को बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ. मुझे इस बात की भी बेहद खुशी है कि भारत की कंपनी ने सेमीकंडक्टर चिप बनाने में रुचि दिखाई और नतीजा हम सबके सामने है. हमारे भारत की अपनी कंपनी केन्स अब ग्लोबल सेमीकंडक्टर सप्लाई चेन का एक मजबूत हिस्सा बन गई है.
मिस्टर मोदी कॉल्ड दिस डेकेड ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी इज इंडियाज डेकेड. ही विल इनॉग्रेट एंड ले द फाउंडेशन स्टोन ऑफ डेवलपमेंट वर्क्स वर्थ ओवर 19,800 crore rupees इन द न्यूली क्रिएटेड वाप थराप डिस्ट्रिक्ट दिस आफ्टरनून. अर्लियर द प्राइम मिनिस्टर इनॉग्रेटेड द सम्राट संप्रति म्यूजियम इन कोबा गांधीनगर on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. The museum is dedicated to the Jain history and the life of Samrat Samprati, his rule and message of non-violence. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that the restoration of the Nalanda is not merely an achievement for Bihar or India, but signifies the beginning of an intellectual and cultural renaissance for the entire world. The president was addressing the second convocation ceremony of Nalanda University. The president highlighted that Nalanda University has been developed as a center of international excellence through the cooperation of East Asia Summit member nations, reflecting the shared values of the global community. In Bihar, a massive stampede occurred during religious rituals at the Magra Shitla Ashtami temple at Bihar Sharif in Nalanda district this morning. 8 women devotees have lost their lives and several devotees sustained injuries in the incident. The injured were rushed to local hospitals for medical attention. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives. In a social media post, the Prime Minister prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Mr. Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The Calcutta High Court has dismissed public interest litigations, PILs, challenging the transfer of several IAS and IPS officers, as well as various inspectors in charge, officers in charge, and block development officers. A division bench comprising of Chief Justice Sujoy Paul and Justice Partho Sarathy Sen issued an order in response to petitions filed by Advocate Arka Nag, who had contested the Election Commission's transfer decisions. The UAE is on a high alert after a series of drone and missile incidents near Dubai and Sharjah. As the West Asia conflict enters its second month, and air defense systems operate at full capacity. A Kuwaiti oil tanker, the Al Salmi, was struck by a drone shortly after midnight while anchored off Dubai's coast. All 24 crew members were safe and no oil leaked. Separately, a drone hit the administrative building of Thuraya Telecommunications Company in central Sharjah with no injuries reported. Debris from the air defense interceptions later sparked a small fire in an abandoned house in Dubai's Al Bada area, leaving 4 people with minor injuries. Explosions also heard across parts of the city around midday as authorities warned of incoming threats. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and the last Jain Tirthankar Bhagwan Mahavir, has been celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious days for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. In IPL cricket today, Punjab Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at the Maharaja Yadavindra Singh International Cricket Stadium at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.